Viking football fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Viking Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, is head Viking football coach Laban Delay. Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. As I just mentioned, I could be doing a little bit better if we're preparing for the playoffs, but we're licking our wounds, and it's time to move on.
Okay, well, I can understand that. I think a lot of people share that sentiment on different levels from different perspectives, but, tonight was open house night. I was going to just ask about that real quick. Were you up at the high school for open house tonight?
Yeah, we actually had Shackelford versus Nichols rival week for the 7th grade tonight, football game, and then the 8th grade is tomorrow, and volleyball 8th grade is on Wednesday. So I got to watch a little 7th grade future Vikings for a little bit until the lightning got us, and then we had to call the game. So I was up at open house for a little bit, but spent some time out there with the little ones too.
Oh, that's excellent. And I remember that that's happening because tomorrow night my son David gets to play in the 8th grade game, and I'll be out there announcing those 8th grade games at Cravens Field, so that'll be a lot of fun.
That's right. That's right. It's always good to have them come up and have your crew feeders compete against one another. And at the end of that 8th grade game, I always bring the both teams together and said, all right, we're all one now. You're all Vikings. You know, you're Patriots and Mustangs for the last couple of years, but we're all Vikings now. So it's a pretty neat deal.
Hey, that's really cool. I like to see that. That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit of Viking football now. I know it's a tough end of the season, as you mentioned, but there's a lot of positives, a lot of great things that happen, and I could go on and on with the list, but I was going to ask you, are there some of the, and I know it's tough for you to single anything out, and if you need help, I'll mention one or two, but are there some highlights of the season that really stand out in your mind?
Well, to me right now, it's tough on the seniors because a lot of them, this is their last opportunity to play football. And so the things that stick out of my mind is Chance Fuller had a remarkable year. I'm so proud of him for stepping in his senior year and really leading this football team. Had, I don't have the stats in front of me, but he had a tremendous year in just leading the football team, and his stats show it. And then Rashad Polk, another great year. He's been a 3-year varsity member. Kendall Burt, 2-year varsity member. And then you can't forget about the guys in the trenches on both offense and defense line. And then Kobe Underwood and LaKendrick Simpson. Like you said, you can go on and on and on. There's so many bright spots. I wish that for the seniors, you could play one more week, but it is what it is. But awfully proud of the seniors, what they've accomplished over the last year.
Well, and I know y'all have got to be proud as a coaching staff. I know parents are proud because every game they play, they put their heart into it, and some of those seniors are going to be going off to probably play football at a college level, at various levels of the college game. And for those that aren't, they've been learning life lessons that are going to do them well as they go to college or go right into the workforce or whatever it is. And so and it makes me think, after being up at the open house this evening, I speak for a lot of people when I want to say thank you, Coach Delay, and the other coaches and teachers who do what you do, dedicate your career to forming young men and young lady and preparing them for the future. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. One of my toughest parts of the job is doing a senior exit interview with all the seniors. And we spoke this morning. And one thing that I tell them is that I hope that they gain some football skill and some football knowledge. But most importantly, I hope that they have grasped onto some of the character traits that have helped them succeed in life. You know, attitude and work ethic and being a good teammate, because all those things they're going to use down the road. And that's the most important thing. And I had a couple of seniors say that, their favorite part was doing the position feeds and doing the team feeds and stuff away from football. So that really warms my heart and makes it a little bit easier. And knowing that you made a positive impact on their lives other than just football. And so like you mentioned, we're so close in so many games. We very easily could have beat 4 of those teams and been 9-1 or 10-0, but the ball didn't bounce our way. So Another thing that the seniors mentioned is that they stuck close, you know, as a team, and they never gave up. And so awfully proud of that, their attitude. And I know that all those guys will be successful in the real world, and I hope they just don't forget the little people like me that tried to help them on the way.
Well, you're very humble about that, but you've had a big impact. And you mentioned some of the players, and they've had some great stats, and it's really impressive, and it makes me think about some of the guys that have gone on to a college level. We've mentioned Shane Bouchel some, and, you know, he's a product of the Lamar program, and you were with him 2 or 3 years, and, you know, I've watched him, but I watched Chance Fuller, I watched Rashad Polk, you know, Kendrick Simpson, Kobe Underwood, all the guys in the trenches. They're never quitting, they're never giving up, and they play tough all the way through, even when they're worn out and exhausted, and I think that, again, says something. Hey, I want to just take a moment, since we've talked about some college-level people. Coach Evans' son, Dane Evans, I understand this week,
Set
the career completion record for quarterbacks at Tulsa University, and so that's exciting. I've had fun watching him on TV some of the times, and it's fun to talk with Coach Evans about that. My mom and dad both went to Tulsa University, so I've got a little connection to being interested in that program besides. But isn't that great to see Dane Evans doing
it? It's awesome, And Dane has, you know, just like his dad and mom, Dane comes back every now and again and tries to help the Lamar Vikings. He didn't graduate from Lamar, but he's so humble and wants to help others. And he looked out, and, you know, in a couple more weeks he might be breaking another record also. I don't want to jinx him, but he's had a phenomenal career, phenomenal season, a phenomenal career, and we're awfully happy for him and Damon and the whole family.
Definitely. Well, and so that kind of makes me think, to step it back over to the Viking program here for a few moments, what is it, if a specific example comes to your mind, please share it. If not, we all understand. But what is it like when you see a player kind of turn that corner and make their first big breakaway play, whether it's their first long completion as a quarterback, catch as a receiver, run as a running back, block as a lineman in the trench, whatever it is? How does that feel, Coach?
Well, you know, it's all the hard work that they put into, so it's just a feeling of joy and excitement for them. You know, it's not about us as coaches. It's not about anything else. It's about being with those kids whenever it's raining outside and they're putting in work, or when it's 115 degrees in the summertime and they're putting in the work, and or even take it back and you know, it snowed a couple of years ago, if you can think back that far, and we're working out of the weight room and big old snowflakes are coming down. And whenever you think about all those things, that all those hours that they have dedicated to the game, and then whenever they make that big play and you see that excitement, it warms your heart, and it makes you say, okay, it's all worth it. You know, that's why we do it. And it's really about the kid, and we're just happy for everybody to be successful.
Well, it has been a great season on a number of levels, and the coaches and players, I know, we're all proud of a lot of things, and there's a lot of things that I know a lot of players have made new personal accomplishments and done some personal bests, and they'll always remember that. And like you've emphasized to them, whether it's in continued athletics or in their personal lives, they'll remember how important it is to strive on and keep working hard. And I just want to remind everyone, football season is over, but coming up here in just a couple of weeks or so, I can't remember the exact first date, and I should have it with me, but the basketball team gets going. Coach Howell has been working hard with that program, so please come out and support them. And in the spring, we'll have baseball and track, and we've got all the other programs, tennis and everything, soccer. So lots of great athletics still to come through the rest of the school year at Lamar. And so I will say, until next time we have the opportunity, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.